Hi everybody, Rabbi Yoni Mandelstam here for the TABC Alumni Dvar Torah, Parshas Vayetzei, Tufshin Ayin Chet. I want to share with you a Dvar Torah that is very meaningful to me because it allows us to believe and it shows us that the true hashkafa of the Torah is that one can honestly change their destiny. The Torah tells us in Perichav Tes, Pasuk Tezayin, V'lelavan Shtei Vano Shtei Magdola Leia V'Shem Haktana Rachel. Levin had two daughters, Leah and Rachel, Pasuk Yitzayin, Ve'ene Leah Rakot, V'Rachel Haita Yifat Torah, Yifat Mar'eh. And the eyes of Leah were soft or gentle, but Rachel was beautiful. Seemingly, the Torah is contrasting Leah and Rachel. And Rashi himself comments, what's the story with Leah's a note Rakot? Says Rashi, Shehaisa Sivura La'alos Begoralo Shel Esav. Uboche, she would cry. She knew that she was destined to marry Esav. Shaya Hakol Omrim, everyone would say, Shnei Ivanim LeRivka, their two sons to Rivka, Vishtei Banot LeLavan, and their two daughters to Lavan, Hagdola LeGadol, Vaktana LeKatan, right? The older son is for the older daughter. Esav is the older son. Leah is the older daughter. Yaakov should be for Rachel, and Leah is destined for Esav. And Leah cried. So the explanation behind Leah's Rakot, her soft eyes, but because her tears affected her eyes, and she literally would cry because she was destined to marry Esav. Perhaps less known is the full Midrash that Rashi citing. The Midrash Rabbah there comments in full that she would cry, Amar Rav Huna, says Rav Huna, Kosheha Tfila, how powerful is Tfila, Shebatla et Hagzera, that it nullified the decree, Velo od Ela Shekad Malachos, and not only that, not only did it nullify the decree, but she actually came before her sister. Unbelievable. Says the Midrash in the name of Rav Huna that Leah's tefillah worked. It's not just a side point that she cried because she thought she was destined to marry Esav. Says the Midrash she was destined to marry Esav. And her crying did change her destiny. Leah cried past her fate. Her fate was supposed to be one of marrying a Rasha. And her tefillah literally removed the evil decree. Certainly when we daven, it is important to have an energy every day. And it's not natural to really daven to the fullest degree with the fullest potential every tefillah. But perhaps we could take away from this midrash that it's important to remember that tefillah works. And even if Hashem has a plan for us, we can change that plan. So many students coming to TABC, you know, quote-unquote average. And all of a sudden, over the course of high school, they flourish. They blossom. Something changed. And if you were to predict their destiny in ninth grade, you would say maybe they'll, become an average Joe. I don't know, maybe nothing particularly impressive. But they tap into something. They get inspired or they grow up a little bit and they've literally decided to pick themselves up and change their outcome. They want to become someone who they may have never dreamed they could become. I would imagine that many of us have seen people who have outgrown their immaturity and literally changed their destiny. And that's what Leah did in this week's Parsha. There's a Me'iri that is quoted, and certainly as we're approaching the days of Hanukkah, I wanted to share with you something that I learned in the Rav Pinkas Sefer on Hanukkah. It's an amazing Me'iri, where the Me'iri points out that learning Torah is not the same thing as learning general studies. Although we certainly value that, certainly in TABC, we take both disciplines very seriously. But the bottom line is that if you spend a lot of time learning in medical school, you'll learn a lot. And 10 hours of studying in your medical studies, so yeah, you'll get 10 hours of information, assuming you're focused. The more you study, the more you know. Argues the Me'iri in his Perish to Mishle, Perikhet Pazuk Lamadalit, that not so with Torah. That if you study for 10 years of Torah, your first year of Torah is not at all to be compared to your second year of Torah. Every year you keep on growing, you exponentially grow. Year number two is double the amount of, you know, learning potential than year one. And Rav Pinkas, many explain this Me'iri to mean that because you get more siyata d'shmaya. The more you learn, the more Hashem helps you learn. And the way Rav Pinkas phrases this in connection to Hanukkah is that certainly Hanukkah is the holiday where we contrast the, you know, secular world, the Greek philosophy with the Jewish philosophy. And the Greek philosophy is that the more you work, the more you benefit. You work on your muscles, you get a good body. But the Jewish perspective is not that way. The more you work on Torah, the more siyata deshmaya you get, the more divine assistance you get. And someone who learns for 2 hours is not the same person who's studying his general studies for 2 hours, because Hashem helps you grow exponentially the more you give to the Torah. So let us continue to remember that the more we put into our religious efforts, the more siyata deshmaya we can get. We can change our destiny, and we should always remember that Hashem works with us in our endeavors. We should certainly take this message to heart and realize we're not alone. Hashem is working with us. We should all continue to grow. Have a wonderful Shabbos. All the best.